नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरगत्ये नमः. If you should read anything, we should try to take something for lesson. You should take some abstract from that teaching. What is behind in this Krishna pastime? When you read Gita, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, try to go deep. And what the writer wants to give us by that. If you cannot do like this, then you cannot have something from that. If you are chanting, deeply you should chant. If you are singing, by meaning you should sing. Rupa Raghunath Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Bujhau Se Jugala Periti. When I will have a request in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, that how I can come into the Krishna pastimes? Who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika? What is their relations? And what is their love? If Rupa Goswami will merciful to give this, then we can realize. So we should chant this mantra. This is like a mantra, not a song. From very inner part of our heart. As a request, O Rupa Goswami, when you will be merciful? So all the kirtans, karunang kurumai karuna bharite, sanak sanatan varanita charite. O Srimati Radhike, you are ocean of, endless ocean of mercy. You sprinkle something on me. I know that you are so much merciful. Because Sanak Sanandan, being a brahmachari, they cannot die. They don't die. Always a boy of 5 years, naked always. Nothing to attract in this world. But even they want your mercy. They have glorified you. So I know that you are so causeless, merciful. You should sprinkle something on my head. So like this, karunam kurumai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana varnita charite radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Like this. In so way that hearts should melt, knowing the meanings. And not knowing meaning, then you will try to attract all the persons by sound. And that will be mundane sound. It cannot touch the hearts of devotees. It may touch to the general person, but not devotees. So we should try to sing what we sing with love and affection and with a very, in a mood, requesting. Then we can have something. Because Krishna has lakhs and lakhs ears, here also, there also, in water, in the sky, everywhere, in forest, everywhere he has lakhs and lakhs ears. Radhika also, Mahaprabhu like also, they will hear. And they, surely they will bestow their mercy. So what we should do with very affection? Then we can have something. Once Krishna was in Dwarka, he has left Vrindavan. So all the gopis were feeling so much separation, and also Krishna feeling separation. Krishna being in the palace of Rukmini, whole night weeping and weeping. His pillows, his beds, always used to be wetted with his tears, endless tears. Sometimes he used to tell, "Oh Radhe, where you are? Oh Lalite, where you are?" Weeping and weeping. One day, Satyabhama, Rukmini, and all the wives of, queens of Krishna, 60,108, they all went together to Rohinima, the mother of Baldev Prabhu. At that time, about this time, noon, Krishna and Baldev are not there in palace. They have gone to
Royal Assembly of Sudharma Sabha.
Assembly. Well, Ugrasen, Maharaj Ugrasen, Vasudev, Baladev Prabhu, Uddhava, Akru, and all were assembled there. And they were solving some problems here, there. In the meantime, in the Raj Palace of Rukmini, all the queens assembled and asked Ronima, "Mother, you were in Braja. You know all the things of Braja. Can you tell that Krishna being in Dwarka, why he weeps in night or day? Can you tell? We are so much beautiful in whole world. Okay? Not comparison to anyone, we are so beautiful." Yeah? Rukmini, at that time, in whole world she was beautiful. All the kings and all the princes wanted her to marry. But she married to Krishna. "Oh, be silent. Otherwise I will have your what? Like Yashoda, I will do like this. Twist your..." So, we want to know why always Krishna whips our braja. Sometimes Mother Yashode, Yashode, Yashode Ma, where you are? Nanda Baba, where you are? Sometimes, "Oh Radhe, oh Braj Devi ke, Devi Shake, where you are?" Sometimes telling, "Oh Shubhal, oh Madhumangal, where you are? I cannot live without you. I will die." So like this, here. In the night, in dream, he used to shout like this. But never shouted, "Oh Rohini, oh Satyabhami, oh Rukmini." Never. Why this? We are so beautiful. We want Krishna. We want to serve Krishna. And we serve even 16,108, we combinedly we serve, but we cannot control Krishna. What he wants, but we cannot. Gvesh even, what to do? And why this? Our gopis are more beautiful than me, us? Are they are serving more than us? We are expert in all colors. Color means?
Art.
Arts. Are they? They have not gone to training anywhere, but we have gone. We are trained. Why Krishna loves them? We think that there is something behind. So you can tell. Other cannot tell. We ask from Krishna, but Krishna never replies. But you are merciful to us. You can tell. Then we will try to serve Krishna like Brijavasi. Hearing this, Varunima began to weep. And anyhow we controlled her and began to tell. Krishna cannot tell. Cannot tell. I cannot also explain all these things in detail. But anyhow, something I'm telling to you. But I know that you can serve Krishna like gopis. And lakhs births also cannot serve. You are beautiful indeed. But I know that you are not, you will not be comparison with gopis. They are beautiful from upside, externally and
internally.
Their love is so high that you cannot touch even. So, I am telling something to you. He began to tell that you know that Krishna is Jadav. Understand my words are going last? You are hearing something? If you want to hear, then you can come nearer more. And if it is hard, then very good. Hear from there. Very interesting and very good. So, you could not arrange.
Yeah, because but they are translators. You speaking in French.
You know that Krishna is Jadav, Kshatriya. But really I know that he is not Jadav. I have seen with my own eyes when Krishna took birth in Braja by the womb of Yashoda. I was there, see. I cannot distrust my eyes. Yeah. Right?
Yes, I cannot.
He's correct.
I trust in my eyes. I saw that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. I was there, present there. Before this, only some 8 or 15 days. Kato.
8 din. Purnima dine bola de prabhu, 8 din pora, 7 din pora Krishna.
7 days before, I have given a child, and that child was known as
Baladev.
And after Again, 7 days is Christmas. So I was there in Gokul. But he has then, Vasudeva Maharaj has sent me to Gokul. Because Kans can kill her son also. So he has sent me and I was there. And I saw that in the midnight, she yelled a child. And that was Krishna. And also a daughter. And that was Yogmaya. Both combined they came. They say, all Mathuravasi, that he is the son of
Vasudeva.
But I know the real thing. They tell that Vasudeva took his child and gave in the
exchange
to Yashoda in the night. But I know the fact. But anyhow, they think that he is the son of Vasudeva, no harm there. But if you want to know all these things that I am telling you, have trust on me. She was telling that Krishna from boyhood was so lovely. So lovely. His weeping was so sweet. His seeing was so lovely. His walking was so lovely. Smiling was so lovely. His stealing was so lovely. Everything was sweet. Everything sweet. So all the Brajavasis used to love him. They wanted to that Krishna should come in our homes and he should steal some makhan there. And say, daily they used to wait for this. Eagerly waiting that when Krishna will come. And we will catch hold of and we will speak something. And he will, one day he came to any gopis he came in the house. And that gopi ran red-handed, caught him red-handed. And Krishna was just smiling. Why you are
catching me?
Why? Raja, you have stolen our makhan. Why I should steal? I knew that this is my home. Is it not
true?
My home? And she also began to smile. One day another gopi caught red-handed. What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. I was searching my
calf.
Oh. How you are searching in this part? Calf so big, how will come? Yes, I have. And he, do you want to see? Yes, I want to see. And he gave the hand in pot and brought a
marble calf
his father has given him for playing. He jumped out. What to do? He jumped in that. And how can I play? She also began to laugh. One day any gopi also caught red-handed. And I will let give up you. I will take you to Ma Yashoda. He does not trust us. So I will take you to Yashoda Ma and she will see that we are telling true. Today he has gone to steal some butter, but I have caught him. When she took to Yashoda Ma, it was some darkness. Trusting me, now you should see that. I have caught him red-handed, Krishna. Yashoda told, smiling, "My boy is sleeping here. To whom you have got?" And he, when she opened the mouth of Krishna and saw that this was his own son, not Krishna. And at once Krishna came. Tell, "Mother, mother, see, this gopi is telling lies. I will again go to her home and I will surely take from today." Why he tells so? So Krishna is very lovely to all. You have not seen in this all these things how beautifully he goes into the homes of gopis. Very little thing. So many poses he knows. And so many arts he knows. So everyone loves him. You have not seen all these poses in Dwarka and Mathura. He began to grow. His beauty began to grow more and more. He became more and more beautiful as the age was like this. At the age of 9 and 10, he became so beautiful in whole world. There are none. Then he takes his clothes and began to dance kakku. What?
Peacock.
All gopis dance. And that is called ras. How beautiful he danced, that all gopis used to dance with him. But you know, Krishna can dance, but he can be defeated by Srimati Radhika. Radhika danced so beautiful that Krishna is controlled by Srimati Radhika. Krishna sing in 5th tune, 5th tune, Pancham Sur, no. Like Kokil. And Radhika in 7th. Sare Gama Padhanish. That. And Krishna, Sare Gama Pa. Bas. So Radhika is more beautiful, more lovely, more sweet. Only Radhika can control Krishna. No one can. Chandravali is also beautiful and so sweet. She knows all the arts to please Krishna, but not like, you know, that at the time of Ras, all gopis were there dancing with Krishna. And Krishna was dancing so swiftly, fastly, that it seemed that Krishna has taken so many forms, like gopis, lakhs and lakhs Krishna became. Between 2 gopis, 1 Krishna. And in 2 Krishna, only 1 gopi. It was so fastly dancing with gopis. Srimati Radhika saw that he is playing with all the gopis and tells lies that you are my most beloved. And she could not control her mind. So she left the ras. Krishna saw that, where is Srimati Radhika? Searching him, left also all the gopis. Anyone cannot control and charm Krishna. Only that was Srimati Radhika. Formally, alone for her, Krishna. If anyone can see Krishna at that time with Srimati Radhika, at that time he is manmath, manmath. Manmath, manmath means?
Attractor of the attractor of Cupid.
Yes. But only with Radhika, when he, and how he plays with Radhika, he cannot see. Srimati Radhika knows so many
arts.
She can make a garland, none can do like that. She makes preparation, so many preparations. Anyone cannot compare with her. Even anything very sweet, no masala. Masala, you know?
Spices.
Nothing. Malli touched by the hands of Srimati Radhika, it becomes so sweet that Krishna wants it only. He never takes anything prepared by anyone. So Yashodama used to call Srimati Radhika from his husband's house daily. And her mother-in-law did not want to permit her to go to Nanda Bhavan. But Yogma has told, if you were not going to send her, then your son will die. Your cows will die. So you must. She told that, you know that in Vrindavan, Krishna goes to cow herd. The persons in Mathura tell that Yashoda had never gave him a shoe or a
umbrella.
But it is not true. The mother of Kamsa used to all Brajavasi, they don't love Krishna. Never Yashoda. And Nanda Baba also. Like a servant, they used to behave to Krishna. They never gave him butter and milk. So Krishna, when used to become hungry, he used to go to other places to steal something to take. But when Yashoda knew it, having a can, he used to give Krishna. How they were
cruel.
They were not merciful. They never gave Krishna a shoe or any. Whole day, in the throne, Krishna used to go to save cows with no umbrella, nothing. So many thrones were there, everywhere. So many
stone chips,
very
sharp,
very sharp. But they have not given anything. Rani Maya is telling that it is all false allegations. Yashoda wanted to get Krishna. One day Krishna, Yashoda, first day when he went for cows, Yashoda told that very good shoe I brought, yes sir, dear, and then go. You, for you and Baldev. And I have also so many umbrellas you could to take. Krishna told that, mother, I cannot be at this source and to take umbrella. Why? Because I am the servant of the cows. My master are cows. First they should be given shoes and umbrella, then I will take umbrella and shoes. Without them, I cannot. First, I worship the cows, then I take anything. So I cannot have all these things. The gopi, Krishna was so lovely for gopi. They always to try to serve Krishna. You cannot serve like this. And he began to tell the most of gopis how to serve Krishna. And all the queens were weeping, hearing the most of gopis. And Krishna was so beautiful there, wearing
peacock
feather. Very crooked in three ways. like this, this, and one feet on another, having the help of Kadamba tree on the bank of Yamuna. Hearing this, all began to weep, Roni also, and all of them. Krishna was sitting on the in the assembly. He could not check himself. He also began to weep, and keeping up that royal assembly, he came where this Harikatha was going on. He wanted to hear from very near. Baldev also came, gave him all the assembly. He also came on the door. In that home, Roni was telling all these pastimes of Krishna and gopis. Roni Maharaj has ordered Subhadra to stand up on the gate. Don't allow anyone to come in. Even Krishna and Baldev comes, don't allow to come. Always stand carefully. So when Krishna and Baldev came and wanted to enter and to go to hear from very near all these things, she did not allow. Brother, excuse me, today you cannot enter because Maharani has told like they order me. So be here, don't enter. Being a standing tree, Krishna, Subhadra and Baladev there. They are hearing the pastimes by the mouth of Rani. Rani was weeping and telling, and all were hearing and weeping. Krishna began to melt. Baladev began to melt. And Subhadra also. All hearts began to melt. Tears were coming. Krishna was so melted that hands became water. These hands. Everything. Oh, Baldev also, or Subhadra also. All were gone. If the Harikatha pastimes was not a stop, then they could have melted wholly. But only this, this and that was melted. In the meantime, Roni stopped. She saw that all the queens will be so sorrow, feeling sorrow. And they are so weeping and they became faint. She indeed. So he stopped. In the meantime, Narad came and saw all these things. And he began to pray with so many slokas to Krishna. Krishna again came in senses, and all his hands again came, face and everything was done. Then Narad began to pray with so many slokas. Then Krishna told, "What do you want? I can give any benediction to you because I am now pleased to hear your prayers." He told, "I want that hearing the pastimes of your and gopis, you are melted." Everything was melted. You melted, Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra. I want that same form when you are melted. I want to see anywhere in this world. Then Krishna told that, "Yes, it will be like you are telling." Near sea, in Jagannath Puri, at that time no Jagannath Puri, on the bank of eastern bank of Indian Ocean. I'll be like this, and anyone can take that. And in the area, in that area, about 100 miles area, anyone go and see me, they will be Chaturbhuj, 400, and they will go to Vaikuntha. If they will die, so these three forms became Jagannath, Baladeva, now Jagannath festival is going on. Today is third day, fourth day, like this. And fifth day, Hera Panchami will come. Lakshmi will go to see, to search where Krishna has done. I will punish him. And I will also punish this thief who has just stolen my husband. Perhaps tomorrow is that day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. At first Jagannath, this festival, car festival, was also there, but not in this form. Now, as it is. So I will speak how Jagannath festival, this Rath Yatra came, and what is this, and what we can derive from this thing. I will tell you. Evening at about 6 to 7. It will be good time?
Yes.
So you can come, and all the katha of Hari Katha I will tell at that time. You should always have some instruction. How you can serve Krishna that he is the most pleased? So all these stories and all the pastimes have given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should try to take the lesson that how we can serve Krishna. We know new from these stories that the Arjun could not serve like Gopi. All the queens of Dwarka, they could not serve. Vasudeva Devaki cannot serve Krishna. So Krishna is always in Vrindavan. And we should try to serve Krishna in that mood. And for this mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world, only to give these things, this love and affection, especially Gopi mood. So if we want to take something from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we want to be known as Gaudiya Vaishnava, family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will have to take this mode and to serve Krishna in that mode. And we will have to practice like this from beginning. We will have to chant like Rupa Raghunath, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Like Swamiji, you know how pathetic tone he used to sing all these kirtans. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugau Sri Jiva Gopalaka. With harmony, he is sitting and weeping, and Brahma Sangita slokas. Chintamani prakarasatna sukalpa briksha laksha vridesu surabhi ramipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satatam pramase vyamanam govindana damo dharma dhave govindana damo dharma dhave govindana damo Dharma Dhati Dinu Kwadam Samarabindadalayataksham Rahavatansam asitam buddhasundaram Kandarpakoti kamani abhiseta sobham Govinda
Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami.
No, not Govinda. Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. Like this. Like this. They think. He used to sing also. Gauranga Balita Habeta. Also a Christian like this also. Gauranga.
Hari Hari Pita.
No. Are you Taki?
Shubhamanjari Pada.
No.
Radha Krishna Pranmur.
Are you Taro? Chaitanya, kabe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Karibena Daya.
Kabe si Chaitanya Karibena Daya, kabe in Paiva Vaishnava Pada Chaya. Sikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamare.
And he was weeping and doing kirtan, all these things. So we should try to do like this. But we have so many problems. What to do?
How to do?
So many problems, Robert. Problems create problems. Mind goes here and there. How to control? If there are so many problems, then mind will go there. If there is no problem, no problem. But how can it? If you have no requirement, no sense gratification, not anything, I don't want all these things, then no problem. But how to do this thing?
Where to go?
If you have Saranagati, Saranagati, you know? Sixth principle. Surrendering himself totally in the lotus feet of Krishna. Then why to go in problems? We have nothing for evening to take anything. What is this problem? Nothing. We should give up all these things on Krishna. He can feed lakhs and lakhs and all words, lakhs words, and he will not give me anything. So must be saranagat first. Then no problem at all. But we are meeting problems, making more problems.
I imagine.
Then everything will be solved quickly. And we can go deeply in all these things. Krishna is not making problems, but we are making problems. Anyone cannot be accused for this. We are only
responsible for this.
No one. Then, Akirtan.